when you were on Maui, you were fighting the Japanese, but the Japanese were there.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you learned that.
They have a saying, some missionaries came to the Hawaiian Islands to do good and stayed and did well. They took the land from the Hawaiian natives and converted it into pineapple and sugarcane plantations. They needed field workers to handle these crops, and so they brought in people from Portugal for field workers, and people from the Philippines and from China and from Japan. Over the years, they found that the best workers were the Japanese. So by the time the Marines got to Maui in World War II, most of the people who lived on Maui were Japanese people. And the people the Marines got to know were practically all Japanese because they're the ones we associated with. There was one teacher named Dr. Tofukuji, and Osama Maruyama was a woman that ran the little restaurant where he used to go for hamburgers. And Jane Toto was one of the waitresses. There were just all kinds of Japanese people that we rubbed shoulders with daily and we had a fine relationship with. And it was kind of strange to get on a ship and sail off across the water for 2 weeks and get off on another island and try to kill all the Japanese. It was pretty plain to me that there wasn't a big problem between the Japanese people. It was between the governments. And I decided if I ever had a chance to do it, I'd get in the government when I got back and see if I could make a difference.
For all your service, you received a Silver Star. You were in danger, but never harmed. That's amazing.
Well, I had one thing that happened to me. I was sitting in the tank commander's seat. The gunner sits between the tank commander and the cannon. And the tank shell came through and cut him in two, and I didn't get a scratch. Blew the leg off of the loader over here. We had to drag him out of there and get him calmed down so he didn't bleed to death.
So you were within inches of also either losing your life or being injured.
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of being a foot back.
Did you ask yourself, why? Why me?
Didn't stop to think. You just tried to do your job. There was another time I didn't know anything had happened. When we made the landing on Iwo, the tank I was in hit a mine. The Japanese had developed a system of burying a 250-pound bomb, which is a big bomb, in the ground. And then they put a yardstick mine across it as a detonator. The yardstick mine was a smaller mine, about a meter long, and it's filled with explosives. And when you run over one of those, it'd blow your track off, but it wouldn't hurt the tank. But when they use them as detonators, the yardstick, when it blew up, it'd blow up. It set off the 250-pound bomb, and they would blow a tank clear apart, and blow the turret off and blow the bogies off. And we hit one of those on the beach, and luckily there was enough ashes that sifted down around the bomb to cushion the impact from the yardstick mine. And the bomb didn't explode. So we sat there all afternoon. Right in front of us, the Japanese had their machine guns and their snipers. And we were able to hold them under control and let the people who were on the beach get through without being shot. But we weren't hurt. The coastal defense guns would fire at us, but they were shooting high explosives. That wouldn't penetrate our armor. It'd make your head ring a little bit. Didn't do any permanent damage to the tank.